Dr. Google can't fix your knee. The Joint Relief Institute can. Fast joint pain relief, covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
It's 8:09, time to check in with Dean Richards, find out what's going on in the world of entertainment, or to be more accurate, what's not going on. Hi, Dean.
Yeah, that would be much faster to tell you what is what's not going on, because virtually everything has shut down. Most of the music venues, most of the theaters are all closed. Interestingly, we have not. There's still some question about the Broadway and Chicago houses. The Niederlander Theater, CIBC Theater downtown, Cadillac Palace, the Broadway Playhouse. On the website for Broadway in Chicago, it says that performances are going on as scheduled, but many of these houses are between 1,800 and 2,400 seats, which would fall within the mandate that Governor Pritzker announced yesterday of shutting down or postponing. And what the website says contradicts what the governor has mandated for that. I've put in so many emails and so many telephone calls to try to get some clarity on this and have not gotten any response. So I'm afraid I don't have an answer for Broadway and Chicago houses. If you are holding tickets, use your own discretion as to whether or not you want to go. I'm not sure I'd want to be in a relatively crowded theater at a time like this, but you should definitely contact the theater to find out if the show's going to go on in the first place. Do they have any kind of exchange or refund policy? Those are the things that you want to look out for right now. But pretty much, if it was live and going on in Chicago this weekend, it probably is not going on right now.
Might be safer in a theater than in a grocery store, though.
Well, at least you won't get trampled in a theater. The Paramount Theater out in Aurora, for example, did cancel the remaining performances for the show Secret of My Success, which is going on there. But they also took the additional steps of postponing, at least, shows that were scheduled in April. So they're looking that far ahead. They had shows set like Jay Leno and Frank Caliendo, and some smaller shows that were set to come into the theater, but all of those now have been put on hold for a while. Similarly, a lot of people have been emailing me saying, is the Gabriel Fluffy Iglesias show that was scheduled for the United Center tomorrow, is that going to be going on? That one also has been postponed. They say if you have tickets for that, hang on to them, and they'll be honored whenever it is that they reschedule it. They have not given any rescheduled dates. People have been emailing me, have been posting messages on Facebook and Twitter and asking me questions. And if people want to do that, if anyone now has any questions, you want to text them in while we're on the air, I'll do my best to try to answer whatever questions people may have.
This is going to be the weekend for binge watching Netflix, Hulu, yep. Amazon Prime, and that's the way to go for now, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean that's. Interestingly, there are three movies that are opening in theaters this weekend. If anybody's going to go to a theater this weekend, none of the movies are that great. It's Vin Diesel's new movie, Bloodshot, which is a whole lot of nothing. I gave it a C-. There's a movie that's called The Hunt. This is the movie that was pulled from release last September because it's so ultra-bloody and ultra-violent. It was pulled because it was to come out just after the mass shootings that took place in El Paso and Dayton of last year. So now they've decided to try to pull it out. Unfortunately for them, they picked another bad weekend. I'm not sure anybody really is in the mood for a movie like that. The producers are saying this is satire, that all this violence, it's basically a group of people who are liberals and a group of people who are conservatives. One is literally hunting down the other. Hmm. The producers say that it's satire about the political divide in our country right now. It's not clever enough to be satire. It's just one messy shock value scene after another in this, and I gave that one a D as well. There's so much more that you can go. I can recommend to you that is online. Do you want me to go down some of those things now, Bob, or do you want to take your break first?
We'll take a quick break, okay. And then also we need to, I think, correct something. We'll open up the Department of Corrections regarding flying and going through security and what's allowed. We'll do that and more. Dean Richards, sponsored by Drury Lane Theater.
Tuesday, primary day in Illinois. Vote and then watch your vote. Count starting at 7, all night primary election night coverage on WGN TV and WGNTV.com.
It is 8:17. Anna is a flight attendant with a correction. Is that it, Anna?
Did you say Department of Corrections?
Yeah, that's what I'm opening up right now for your call. What did we do?
Yeah. Well, I believe isopropyl alcohol falls into the category liquids that are not allowed to be brought onto the aircraft. You could check it in the bag. It's, you know, like you can't bring on gasoline. You can't bring on nail polish remover. These are flammable liquids. So I don't think you can do that.
All right. Thanks for clearing that up. Are you working this weekend?
Tomorrow, actually.
And what have you noticed flying with the passengers and also with the flight attendants?
Many things. Passengers are now cognizant of what they need to do to make sure their area is clean. I've seen more wet wipes kind of come onto an airplane than I've ever seen before, and that makes me feel better. We've taken precautions on our own as to how we even pick up trash to lessen the exposure of what, you know, is going on around us. No, we're not allowed to wear masks. Just recently they said we could wear gloves during the service, which is something we never did before. You know, so it's my gig. It's what I have to go to every day.
Well, there are fewer passengers, so fewer unruly passengers. Look at the bright side, right?
Are they doing any extra cleaning of the planes at all? I know they would come through and pick up garbage and sweep up a little bit, but are they doing any wiping down?
they're doing more providing wet wipes for to have on hand if we need it. As far as cleaning the physical surfaces, are they doing more? I really can't answer that. I don't know if I've noticed that. I think the people are doing a better job of cleaning the airplanes than the airplanes being cleaned themselves.
Do you fly domestically, Anna?
I do both.
Oh, really? So you've been on some long trips, too, huh?
Absolutely, absolutely. And whoever you had on earlier when he was saying the leaves and stuff like that, that is just a small percentage of the workforce. And the people that you're seeing on the airplanes aren't necessarily all junior. I've been flying 29 years, and I'm working tomorrow.
Well, let me give you my tip for good service once you get on board.
Bring us candy.
You know what? Our pal Johnny Jett always says that. He brings cookies or candy to the people at the gate, people on board. A little goes a long way. You know what I do when I come on board? The first thing I say is the piano bar open on this flight? And if people are old enough, they laugh at me, and then they're very nice to me on board. And other people just look at me like I'm crazy. But
I want a bottle of champagne playing on an airplane piano bar once, many, many, many years ago.
What were you saying?
On a 747. Yeah. No, I advise all my friends. You want to change the experience of your flight, just bring a little trinket of something. And we're so grateful for that, and it individualizes the whole experience.
Duly noted. Be nice. Thank you, Anna.
These days, if you're going to bring something, though, you know, make sure it's wrapped, like wrapped candy, something. You know, it's like when in our DJ days, Bob, when people would bring stuff that very well-intentioned, you know, may have come out of the cleanest kitchen in the world, but you really just never know. In these days of sanitation, you can't be too careful.
Yeah, I don't know about you, Dean, but I would let the engineer have it first and then observe him or her.
Exactly. You know what I do? Because, you know, I was on planes quite a bit. I'm not sure what the future is going to hold. But I would completely wipe down the area, Bob, first before I took my shoes and socks off and put them up on the walls of the airplane.
All right. Remember, though, if you're going to bring a cookie to the gate agent or the flight attendant, don't have a cookie in your pocket and then hand it to that person.
Not a good idea.
All right. Thanks to Anna for checking in. And now we'll return to Dean Richards' entertainment report already in progress.
You know, we were talking, you had mentioned that our segment is sponsored by the Drury Lane in Oak Brook, because I was supposed to do a Dean's Night Out meet and greet there on Sunday night. And that has been canceled, as has their show, An American in Paris. Last night was their last show, in keeping with the governor's mandate. Even rehearsals for their next show, Evita, has been delayed by 4 weeks. So, you know, those who were coming out to the Drury Lane and had tickets, contact them about all of that. If you had won tickets for our meet and greet, we're going to make some other arrangements for that as well. I think they're going to have me just do sleepovers at people's houses.
Why not?
Yeah.
Well,
now, you want to meet Dean. You're going to really meet him now.
I know you have more movies to talk about, but since nobody's going to the movies, how about if we listen to a good parody song right now for less than 2 minutes?
Oh,
can we
sure.
do that, Dean?
Of course.
Robert Feeder reported that our friend John Records Landecker, who was supposed to be inducted into the National Association of Broadcasters Hall of Fame April 20th, will not be on the 20th. No word on when it will be rescheduled. But he also mentioned that John did a song parody with Bob Stroud and Matt Bisbee called Why Don't You Wash Your Hands, to the tune of the Beatles classic. And here it is. Listen.
That's upon our land. A virus that's asking, why don't you wash your hands? Why don't you wash your hands? Why don't you wash your hands? And please, if you sneeze and want to do no harm, then please, when you sneeze, why don't you use your arm? Why don't you use your arm? Why don't you use your arm? So you've got snot running down your nose. Just grab a tissue and start yelling. There she blows. There she blows. There she blows. Upon our land, a virus that's asking, why don't you wash your hands? Why don't you wash your hands? Why don't you wash your hands? Why don't you wash your hands?
How about that? My buddy John Recordings Landecker at Dean's List A for that?
I'm reserving reviews on parody songs.
More to come, I'm sure.
I get it. I get it. The need for some levity during this time, but it makes me think about somebody who has tested positive for this, and
I know
there are people who are really sick, and so
I know
might be too soon for it's a Dean's List too soon.
Okay,
for me, but yeah, you know what? A lot of people, I'm sure, are enjoying a little break from the seriousness.
You have to. You got to do both. The other night on our Facebook Live, Marianne and I did it, and I was wearing a mask, a hospital mask,
right,
during, and most people seem to be amused.
Right. Somebody asked Weird Al Yankovic if he was going to do My Corona. Parody song My Sharona, and he said that he didn't think that he was going to. I mean, it's a tricky time right now. Late night TV was some of the shows, Colbert last night, Fallon, and Jimmy Kimmel's show, who had a guest host, former presidential candidate Pete Buttigieg, did not have audiences last night. And it's weird, seeing comedy being done about something that's so serious, but what else are you going to do?
Really?
I mean, you can't, you know, sit and cry about it. You got to be careful, and, you know, they're doing their best to try to carry on with some entertainment. That said, shortly after all of these shows recorded, which is generally late in the afternoon, our time, around 4 o'clock, Colbert Show, Fallon, Seth Meyers all announced that they're completely shutting down their shows.
Hmm.
At first, they were going to do shows without audiences. Now they've announced they're shutting down until further notice, like the end of the month at least. No word on what's going to happen with Kimmel. Bill Maher, I know, is going to continue without an audience. So, you know, the world as we know it, this new normal now for late night TV is, you know, everything is changing out there.
Well, hard to do comedy when you don't have the audience. I think you have to stay informed, keep up, and then try to find time for a laugh. Like the doctor we talked to earlier and yesterday, your immune system is affected by stress, and anything you can do to feel good in these times, probably a healthy thing
yeah.
to do.
Well, you know, that's why, you know, I was talking about there are all kinds of things on online platforms. I think this is going to be the place to watch movies now, because nobody wants to go out to a theater. Mark Wahlberg's got a new movie that opened in theaters last week. It's on Netflix this week. That's called Spencer for Hire. There are new documentaries that are on Amazon and Hulu, and Disney Plus has got all kinds of quality entertainment for kids. On Netflix, this is what I'm going to do all weekend. I'm going to watch Shawshank Redemption as many times as I possibly can.
I'm going to do that with Goodfellas.
Yeah.
Keep calm, carry on.
Yeah, that's on Netflix right now, too. There's, you know, some classics to go back to right now.
Thanks, Dean.
See ya.
Sponsored by Drury Lane Theater.